Parshas Behar Revi Perek Chafei Pasuk Lamed Tes. Chi Yemocha Chicha Yimach Vinim Karlach Lo Savod Bo Avodas Aved. If your brother becomes impoverished with you and is sold to you, you shall not work with him slave labor. Rashi says Avodas Aved Avodas Shalganai, meaning demeaning labor. She Nikerbo Kever, which shows him that he's a slave. For example, Shlo Yolech Kilav Acharav, he should not carry his master's clothing behind the master. To the bathhouse, will you not low him and all of you should not put on the master's shoes, on the master. Pasuk mem kisachir v'sosha, kisosha v'yel imach, like a hired laborer or resident he should be for you. Ad shenasiyo v'yel avod imach, he should work on you till the year of v'yovel. Rashi says kisachir kitoshav, avodas karka, like a laborer of land, melechas unos, like a worker of a craft, kishar sechim l'snag, but like treat him like other hired workers. Ad shenasiyo v'yel. In Paga Bo Yovel, meaning if Yovel comes, if Neshi Shanim, before the 6 years end, Hayovel Motzio Yovel automatically takes him out. Pasuk Memav, Shnasi Yovel Yatzo Mimach, and he shall leave you, who Uvan of Imohim and his sons with him, Veshav Al Mishpachto, and then he shall return to his family, Val Chuz Asaviv, and to his heritage of his ancestors, Yashuv, he shall return there. Rashi says, Who Uvan of Imohim, Rav Shimon, Im Hu Nimkar, if he sold, Vav of Nimkar, does his children get sold too? Why does it say Uvanov? Ella, Mikan Shiraba Mechuyav, must be the master's obligated to feed his children with food. The S Achuzas, El Achuzas Avosav, El Kavod Avosav, in Lazazulukach, to the dignity of his ancestors, and he should not be demeaned by the fact that he has been a slave in the past. He returns to his original status. Achuzas Cheskas, in an established position of Pasuk Man Beis, Kiavadayim Asherotisi Osamirat Mitzrayim, Lo Yimacharu Mim Karas Aved. For they are my slaves, whom I have taken out of the land of Egypt. They shall not be sold by a selling of a slave. Rashi says, "Ki avadaihim shatari kadim." My contract came first. Lo yim machru memkar aved, ba'achrozo through announcement. Kani she'evad limkar. Here is a slave to sell. Don't sell him like that. Lo yam v'leyamidanu al evan halakach. Don't put the slave on the selling block. Rather, do it more in a more private way, more respectful way. Pasuk mem gimel. Lo sir de lo befar. You should not subjugate him through hard labor. The yiresim alakacha interfear Hashem your God. Rashi says lo sir de lo befarach malacha shelo tzarach. Don't subjugate him into hard labor for no reason. Kidei lanos are just to torment him. So I am tormented. Like for example, don't tell him. Hachemli is a close warm up for me. This cup of liquid for who in a tzarach but doesn't actually need it. Or other tachas agaf and hoe under the vine atchiyav until I come. And that's unfair. Shema tomar. Maybe you'll say, "In makir b'davar, no one can tell about the matter. Im l'tzarech, im lav, if I need it or not." The omer ani lo, and I would tell the slave through l'tzarech once for a need, but it's not really true. Right? Davar hazem masul alev. It's actually this is something that's given to the heart for true intentions. The kachnara v'yereisa. That's why the Torah says you have to fear Hashem. Pasuk amdal va'avdacha va'masacha asher yelach. Your slave, your maidservant who is with you, me'is hagalim asher sivoseichem from the nations around you, mehem tignu. Eved v'amai, from there you can purchase a slave or a maidservant. Rashi says, "V'avdacha v'amascha asher yu lacha." Im tomer, if you say, "Im kain," that we cannot use a eved ivri for personal services, but ma'amashamish, who will serve, who will do such services for us? V'avadayin moshal, I do not hold full authority over my Hebrew slaves. V'shev umos ein nocha, and I can't take any possession from the seven nations. Sure, he's hired to lo sechet kol neshama, because the Torah says you can't have him live. El mi yisham isham meshu, who should they serve? Who will serve me? So the Torah says, me'ez ha'goyim hei mi'yu l'chol avidim, from the nations they'll be your slaves. Asher sivu sehem, v'lo shabasoch ha'kol avschem. Around you, but not in your boundaries, shreb behem amarti, lo sechei kol neshama. From them it says, they cannot live. Pasim mem hei, v'gam mi'vini ha'tosh v'ma ha'garim l'chem, and from the children of residents who live with you. Mehem tehnu, from there, from them you should take, Umishpachtam Asherim Achem, from your family that is with you, Asher Halidu Baraschem, that gave birth into your land, Vahayu Lachem Lachuzah, and should be for you a ancestral heritage. Rashi says, the Gan of Venei Hatoshavim, Shabob Misivosim, that come from around the lands of Canaan, Lisa Nasha to marry Canaanite women, Baraschem in your land, to be old Ulam, and these women give birth and are fathered by the resident who lives in the land. The Habain, the nationality of the son, Holich Acharav, goes by the father, but Inabachal Sechia, therefore it's not obligated to be killing him. Ella, Atamatzu, can also be avid, but these people you could have them as slaves. Mehem Teknu, or some Teknu, you may purchase them. Pasuk involved. V'snanachaltem osam v'vneichem acharechem, and you shall keep them in your possession for yourself. Son, after you to inherit, the Rashi Sahuza to inherit as a possession. Lo'olam behem tavodu, you shall work them forever. U'bachachem b'nei Yisrael ish b'achiv lo sirdeh lo b'farachem, for the children of Israel, your brothers, a man with his brother, you shall not subjugate him through the hard labor. Rashi says, v'snanachaltem osam v'vneichem, v'achziku behem v'nachalav. Hold on to them as a possession, for the sake of your sons after you. It's not possible to farish. Bequeath them to your sons. It should have said in the Hifil, meaning to bequeath. But here, means you should keep them for yourselves in order for your children to have them. You shall strengthen yourselves. It's a hispael. It's a reflexive line. Ishvachiv, Lahavi Nasi Da'ama, to include a leader of his people, Omelech Mishrasa, the king of his servants, Shalom Yados Bufarach, not to subjugate them through hard labor. Pasagam Zain, Mechisak Sigyad Ger Vesoshavimach, and if the hand of an alien and a resident with you will achieve, Umach Achicha Imach, Imo and your brother will become impoverished with him, Fidimka Ager Soshav, Imach Ola Iker. And he will sell himself to an alien resident with you, or to an idol of an alien's family. Rashi says, Yad Ger Vesoshov, Ger Hu Vesoshov. The alien is a resident. Kitargumo, a relative self, a resident who is non Jewish, Vesofa Mochiach, Benimkal Ger Toshov. You sell to an alien who is a resident, that's a Ger Toshov, a resident non Jew. Chisa Sig Yad Ger Toshov, Migar Moshe Ashir, Dibuki Imcha. We'll cause him to become so wealthy. It's because he attached himself to you. That's what imcha means. That's the emphasis of this pasuk. V'chi umach achichemo migar moshiyamach. What caused this Jew to become garbage? Dibuk imo must be attaching with a non-Jew. Adi shalom amrimasa, because he's learning from his actions. Mishpach hasker zeh ovik lochavim umazalos. This is an idolater. Kishu omer lak eker, to an idol. Zeh nimkar what is our atman? This is one who sells to an idol itself. The also Lashamish should be a servant for it, but not for deification. Ella Lachatovit and Lashov Maya, but to chop wood and to draw water. Pasuk Memtes O Dodo, a Pasuk Memchas. Achare Nimkar Gulav Tielo. After he sold, he shall have a redemption. Ish Echad me Achav Yigalan, if one from his brother shall redeem him. Rashi says, Gulav Tielo Miat immediately. Alfen Chim Shita, don't have him assimilate. Pasuk Memtes O Dodo, O Ben Dodo, his uncle. His cousin, Yigalenu, should redeem him, or Mishar B'Sarim, Mishpachto, Yigalenu, or from anyone of his relatives and his family will redeem him. O Hisik Yodo B'Negoel, or if his own means become sufficient, he may be redeemed. Pasukunim, Chishavim Koneu, he should make a calculation with his purchaser, Vishnasi Machor Alev, from the time, the year that he sold him, Ashrasiov until Yovel, Vekesimim Karob, Vesrashinim, and the value of the money will be according to the number of years. Can be a Sacher, yeah, like the value, like the days of a Sacher. Emo with him. Rashi says, "Ad shnasi ovo sharei kol atzmo lo kano." The Jew did not acquire the Jew slave's person at all. El avdu bach only for service. Ad yovo until yovo. Sharei biyovo yes, because yovo deals free. K'moshen nimer lamata v'yatzim shnasi ovo. He goes out doing yovo. Uvenachri shetachas yad yachal kos medaber. Talking about non Jews under our control, and therefore we have to free him during yovo. Avapichin, and even so, lo sovo elav bakifin. Do not come upon him in a roundabout way and dishonestly me upon Hashem, because that's the desecration of Hashem. Elo, when a Jewish slave comes to redeem, be redeemed from a non-Jew, he should be meticulous in calculating the price of the redemption. According to the appropriate value of each year, the non-Jew should deduct the slave. From the original price. So for example, there were 20 years, from the time he was sold, until the year Yovel, the kind of basin money is bought for 20 mana. So then, so we find from the math, Shekana Nafri Avodashana Bimana. The non Jew purchased the labor of 1 year with the value of mana in total 20 years, so 20 mana. Vim Shazza Etzel Chamishanim, if he waits for 5 years, the Bolly Galimat Redeem, Yanachi Elo, Chamishanim, he has to subtract 5 mana, Vitin Lo Evani, and the slave will give him Chamishanim and 15 mana. Vizehu, Vakesifim Karabim Israshan, and the money of his purchase shall be in the number of years. Like the days of a hired worker. Should be to him, Cheshbon, Even if the kayak is not appropriate for every single year, kilo niska imo, as if it was hired with him to work with him, kol shan v'mana, yinachalo, every year for a mana, the manager should deduct for the slave from the price, purchase price, to arrive to the price of redemption. Pasuk nun alf imod rabos b'shanim, and if there are yet many years, the fihen yashiv gula som kesef naso. According to them, he shall pay redemption from the money of his purchase. Rashi says, "Im od rabos b'shanim al yovel until the year of yovel, the fihen the gomer according to them hakol k'moshe k'rashi it has all been explained." Pasuk nun base. V'im ma'at nishar b'shanim ashas yovel and from only a few more years till yovel. Chishev lo'inu calculated k'fishin av yashiv gula skula. So according to the amount of years, that's how much he should return his redemption. Pasuk nun gimel. K'sach reshana b'shanim ye'imal. You should be treated like a yearly paid worker with you, with him. And you shall not subjugate him through hard labor in your sight. Rashi says, and you see it. And if he will not be redeemed with these things, and his kids with him. Rashi says, meaning, who negal. With these things, he is redeemed, but he's not redeemed with 6 years, he sold to another Jew. Who the non-Jew is obligated to feed his children. For the Jewish people are slaves to me, they are my slaves. When I've taken out of Egypt, I'm Hashem your God. Rashi says, "Ki leave an Yisrael with him." Shtari kod my contract comes first, and Yeshem lokechem kol shem shavid behen milata. Whoever subjugates them below on earth, ki um shavid behen milmala, is as if he subjugated them above as well. Perek chavav pesek al. Lo sasu lechem evilim. Do not make yourself idols. Pesel masiva. Lo sekimu lechem. You should not erect any statues or pillars. The Evan Maskis, Losa Tunibar Tzachem Shtachos. Allah don't have a stone flooring to prostrate before. Can Yeshem Lokicham for I'm Hashem Rikad. As she says, Losa Sulachem Alim, Kenegadze Hanim Kilagai. Similarly, opposite this is parallel to this is the selling of a slave to a non Jew. Shotomer, don't say Kimo, so I'll be like the slave of the master. Hol of Rabbi Ovi of Azara, since my master is over Ovi Azara, Afani Kamoso, I'll be like him, Hol of Rabbi Mischal Machal Shavs, Afani Kamoso, Lakachanam of Binkros Halalu, Af Haprashis Halalu, and Emerus Al Seder, Mechila, Hiskir, Alash Shuvius. First, we're going to talk about Shemitah. The Mechal, a moment, if he desires money, he would not shovel Al Shuvius, and he becomes a suspect to the 7th year. So, for the Mechal, the Tatlav, he's going to have a feat of selling his channel. Lakach Samachle, Chisim Kurmen Makarbahul. Something that's transferred by hands. Lo chazerbo. He did not repent from. Sof mocher achuza. So in the end, he sells his ancestral heritage. Lo chazerbo. Sof mocher as basic. If he doesn't sell, he doesn't do tshuva. He sells his ancestral heritage and he'll sell his house. Mochazbo, sof live a burbis, he's gonna loan with interest. Kol ila achronis, all these latter ones, kashuf, sivin, achronis, are harsher than the first ones. It gets much harder each stage. Mochazbo, sof mochal atma. If you don't sell, you're gonna sell himself as a slave. Mochazbo, if he doesn't repent, he'll die be Israel. Elafilin achri. Even a non Jew will have to sell himself. Ivan Maskis, Lashon Kis, which means covering Kamo, Sakosichapi, I'll cover my palm. Shemachisim, Akarka, the words like full, for the flooring stone, it's like a cover, Brisas Avanim of a floor of stones. The Shach was Allah, I feel the Shemaim, even for the sake of Shemaim, Fisha Shach Avaya, Pishi Dan Reglai, Masura, Torah, Lassus, King, Chosim, Mikdash. The only time he's meant to do that is if one's outside the base of Mikdash, but not in the Mishkan, or the other minyan there. Pasuk Beis, as Shabbos says, "Shemarom Tishitironi Hashem." My Shabbos says, "You shall you observe at my sanctuary. You shall revere. I am Hashem." Rashi does. And Hashem, Naman Hashem, Schar, faithful to pay redemption. Parshas Bechukosai, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Gimel. Imach Chukosai Telech, Vesh Mishbazai, Tishmu Vatzizam Osam. If you will follow my Chukim and watch my mitzvos, and you should do them. Rashi says, Imach Chukosai Telech, Yachol Zakim HaMitzvos. My thought, this means fulfilling the mitzvos, Kishomer, Es Mishbazai Tishmaru, Vatzizam Osam. It says, observe my commandments, perform them. Harikim Sa'amar, we fulfill the commandment that has been stated. Umahu Umakayim, what does it mean to say, Imachukusai Telechu? You should go in my statutes, you should go mail the Torah, you should be laboring in the Torah. Al Manas, the Shemar Lokayim, in order for that, you should fulfill and learn and fulfill what you learn and observe Kamoshan Amar, Golam and Assam, the Shemar Kamatsu Assam, you shall study them and you shall observe them to perform them. And I will provide your rain in their land, in their time. And then Snaha Arsi Vula, and the land will give its produce, eight times a day, you can appear on the fruit, will bear its fruit. Rash says, Bitam, Bishop, Tam, Shein, Derech, Bani Adam, let's say some people don't go out, normally, like, go on, Balasham, it's like Friday nights. Veita Sada, the tree of the field, Hidin, Lani Sarak, these are the non-bear fruit-bearing trees. So see, and at the end of the days, they'll have a fruit. Plus, okay. The sigil of the chamdayish is baser, your sigil zara. Lachotam, lachachem masovu, lishatam lebentach baratzchem. Threshing will overtake vintage for you, and the vintage will last until the sowing. You will eat your bread in tzedi, and you will dwell securely in your land. Threshing, the sigil of chamdayish is baser. She had daish mur, but for the threshing will be plentiful. Vata sukimbo, and you will be busy with it. I have baser until the vintage. It will baser, and from then at shazir until the sowing. So much stuff. So if he's a little bit, and he's already blessed for the innards. Pasuk Vav. When Sati Shalom Baris, I'll place peace in the land, which Katem and Machrid, and you will lie down and not be frightened. Vishrati Chayel Ram Yarat, and I will cause wild beasts to withdraw from the land. Cher will save your eyes. And sword will not cross the land. Rashi says, Sati Shalom. Shultem, don't say, Hari Maichel, Hari Mishta, Imein Shalom, in Klum. Perhaps you will say, here's food, here's something to drink. But if there's no peace, it's nothing. Tam lomar, achar kolzos, v'zati shalom barat. I'll provide peace in the land. Yikan shashalom shkulot keneged hakol. That shalom is keneged everything. V'chino omar, osa shalom b'vareyas hakol. Makes peace and creates everything. Everything is shabbat. Shalom achar v'losav v'ratzachem. Ein tzarech lomar, shalom yavod l'machama. It does not have to say that foreign swords not come to war. Ella feel lava, but even the cross to hearts hand by way of the land, Medina, the Medina, from country to country. I mean, it's seemingly the extra pasuk of Chervul Savar Barzachem implies that a foreign armies will not even cross to get into some other destination, even if they want to fight the Jewish people. Pasuk Zayin. Would that Tamas of Echem will pursue your enemies, and a flute of Nechem and Harvin will fall before your sword. The sword, Rashi says, "Ish becher reiu men by the sword of his fellows." Meaning, it's a by the sword of his comrade in arms. That's who's gonna kill this person. Pasuk Ches, "Rafumi kam chamisha me'al me'al mikam revavai yudofu," and five from among you will pursue 100, and 100 from among you will pursue the 10,000. And a flu of yechem v'nechem lachar, and your enemies will fall before you by the sword. Rashi says, "Rishchum ikem, mina chaloshim shibachem, from the weak who among you, mina givorim shibachem, but not from the mighty ones among you." Chamisham ikem riva, five from among you will pursue, 100 will pursue that, 10,000. V'chi kachol chesvan. This is the same calculation. Halo lohiyot tzarech lomer ela umeyam ikem. Torah should have said 100 from you. You can have a mirufu and to pursue 200. Ela. Don't compare a few who perform the commandments of the Torah from those who perform, to many who perform the commandments of the Torah itself. They will fall before you unlike the way of, in the way of the world, it's a very unnatural manner. I will turn to you, I'll make you fruitful, increase you, and I'll establish my covenant with you. I'll turn from all my concerns. To pay you, Mashal Mada Radoma, Lamel Shishar Pulun, Avachulu, the hired worker, Gisab Charas Kohanim, and the Medrash continues, what is like a king who's hired many workers? There was once a worker who had worked for a long time. The workers sent to collect their wages, and this worker went with them. The king said to that worker, my son, I turn to deal with you. The other young workers worked a little for me, and I paid a little, but I have a substantial account to settle with you. So too, the Bnei Yisrael, in this world, request their reward from Hashem, and the other nations of the world request their reward from Hashem. So John says to the Jews, my son, I will turn to deal with you. These other nations in the world worked little with me, and I pay them little, but I have a substantial account to settle with you. This is why it says, I will turn to you. Rashi says, if we see a slam vitriya, virivia, with fruitfulness and proliferation, or if we see a slam becomes kufa, erecting a bear, you know, standing tall, Hakimosius precedes slam, bris chalash, a new covenant, local bris rishonim, shivartim ba osa, like the first covenant which you annulled at Maisa Eagle, elbris chalash, a new covenant, shaltufa, which cannot be annulled, shemar, the charati, as we see, Base Israel.